local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three. I mentioned earlier, Chris, to start hour number two, I said, some people say it's the best, but hour number three has always been my personal favorite. not because it's our last hour on air.
I'm laughing because before we went to the break, I said it was Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Because when we went off, I went, what the heck am I thinking?
Hour three on a Thursday would be even better than hour three on a Tuesday, to be fair.
Well, if it were, we probably...
If this were hour three on this Thursday...
wouldn't we be in the football game about now?
Yes, okay. We would.
Right. UWF playing Thursday.
Yes, they are.
Injuries.
Well, we ought as well start with that. Yes. This time Thursday, you're going to be hearing UWF's season opener against McKendree, which I've done my research on those two teams. UWF should have that made. I think UWF hosts this game. Last year, they went to McKendree and won 35-3. So it looks like the Argos are in a prime position to win this game as well. But that's for another time. As for right now, hour three of Pensacola Right Now getting underway here on News Radio 92.3 on your Tuesday. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Touching on one of our top stories here, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump, of course, focusing on swing states with just a week to go until their first presidential debate. Harris used Labor Day to hold a campaign event in Pennsylvania. It was her first joint rally with President Biden since he dropped out of the race for the White House. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is scheduled to visit Arizona tomorrow, while Trump is set to hold a rally in Wisconsin on Saturday.
As we're talking about tomorrow, Krispy Kreme is rocking the donut world. Yeah, get this one.
Even more than usual.
Yeah, they're really stepping out of the box on this one. Now, Barbie and Double K are teaming up to celebrate 65 years of Barbie with a new donut collection. Oh, Lord. Until supplies last, you can go to one of the two locations here in Pensacola, out here on 9 Mile and, of course, down on Cervantes, and snag the Barbie Krispy Kreme collection. It's a limited edition box that includes four unique donuts, and I'm sure they got a lot of chichkas in there to throw along with it. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, get this, these folks at KK, they're going crazy. on Saturday, if you wear pink and visit Krispy Kreme, you can get a free original glazed donut. And by the way, that is valid for walk-in and drive-through.
Wow, that's awesome.
Get a free donut.
So far, in not even 5 minutes, we have covered Argos football, presidential debates, and Krispy Kreme donuts and wearing pink. So we're on quite a roll. Well, why not add traffic and weather to that? Right. It's right on schedule anyway. 6:15, our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, just a few spots giving us trouble after what's been so far a pretty hectic day on the roads. Pensacola, we were dealing with several spots, whether it be on I-10 or Brent Lane or even a little bit on Airport Boulevard. All those areas have seemingly cleared out. The same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway. And last but not least, Highway 90 had a lot of issues near Glover Lane, but those have cleared out as well. So if there's any issues on the roads for you, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's starting to get a little overcast, a little gloomy in Pensacola. 81 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 76 with about a 50% chance of showers. Those chances are going to bleed into your Wednesday, getting up to about 60% as they go through with a high of 87 and a low of 75 for your Wednesday.
Okay, 617 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Chris Bryan. And Austin, yesterday when we were talking about the traffic buildups coming off Navarre Beach across the bridge, and we were referencing, well, just pull over into Tommy Snowballs and spend some time over there.
Yes.
Sad thing to report, the owner of Tommy Snowballs passed away.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, what are the odds of that?
Well, not good. He has some good product. He actually did the real live version of a New Orleans snowball.
Right.
And we saw it come across earlier today. Just shocked.
Right.
hate to report things like that sometimes, you know?
Of course. Well, very upsetting news. I mean, it's one thing if you read it and you're like, you know, oh, that's terrible. And then you just kind of like, you get ready to like, okay, well, we'll cover that. But no, yeah, I mean, we were during commercial break a little while ago, and we heard word of that on WEAR. So, yeah, very unfortunate breaking news there just from a little while ago. Also, we got... We've touched on this before. Pensacola's new Palafox project. It aims to completely redesign the iconic street. There's still time to make your voice heard regarding the project. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that there's no official date set for closing public comment, but it will likely close soon as they need to get the project out for design. The conceptual plans are online at thenewpalafox.com.
Yeah, D.C. was talking about today, soliciting the public's participation on the thing. They're doing a survey or something
right
to that effect. Did you see DC on the B-roll today that came in? He's done something different. Different hairstyle or something. He looks, something's different about it.
I did not care to figure
out. Call three up, get them to rack it up and put that video back up so we can see what's going on.
We got to break a headline in. Mayor DC Reeves has
changed his hair.
He's switched the direction in which he parts his hair. I don't know.
Something different. Listen, I'm the guy who said it was Thursday night. So,
what does he know?
There is a group. Well, we were talking about Navarre. There is a group called Preserve Navarre. They're working toward the incorporation of that area and has filed a feasibility study and charter with the clerk of court for the Florida House of Representatives. Straw vote will be held 8-5. This will happen on Saturday, October 12th. Let me just tell you this. First of all, it's a non-binding vote. In other words, means nothing really. It just serves as an indicator or support on that matter. So you can vote in person if you would participate in this activity. Andy D's on Gulf Boulevard, St. Sylvester Church on Gulf Breeze Parkway, and Central Navarre on Navarre Parkway.
Excellent. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, those aren't the only local projects that we've seen really take an initiative in this area. We've also got some updates about trolleys that are on their way to Pensacola Beach. We'll touch on that and more when we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 623. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a moment. But before we talk about the roads as far as cars, let's talk about trolleys here. We always promote the trolleys whenever we're talking about bands on the beach, which we do have tonight. Shenanigans is performing, by the way. That starts at 7. But we always talk about the trolleys that are on the beach at those times. Well, we got a headline regarding that. There's 2 brand new trolleys on the way to Pensacola Beach. They will replace old trolleys that were already in service on the beach. ECAT, or ECAT, operates the beach trolleys during the summer. They are reimbursed by the Santa Rosa Island Authority for the annual operating costs. The SRIA bought the trolleys, and they are being given to the county through an operating agreement. The Escambia County Commissioners are expected to finalize the deal at their meeting this week.
There's still problems if you're traversing the Highway 29 10 freeway corridor in that area. Beginning tomorrow, look for road changes. Along the 29 corridor, southbound drivers will detour to access the 10 freeway eastbound, allowing crews to reconstruct that interchange. A lot of activity. If you've been cruising the 10 freeway around the 29, maybe out west to exit 5 or so, out towards Beulah, listen, they got a lot of construction out there, a lot of lane changes. Be extremely careful when driving that area. I know they drop, you know, the 70-mile-per-hour sign changes to 60 when it gets close to the 29 area. So really pay attention to those speed limits because it's for you. Those roads are really, really off-balanced, if you will. They've got that unlevel surface.
Right.
And if you're not holding your wheel, it will definitely pull you over. So anyway, that is something to think about tomorrow morning. It's the Highway 29 corridor. Maybe causing a few headaches.
Absolutely. 625 here. We'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far this hour. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with troubles, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees, overcast skies here in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 76 with a 40% chance of showers, actually more like 50 now. Tomorrow it's going to be a 60% chance with a high of 87 throughout the day and a low of 75 Wednesday night.
I got guys coming to my house tomorrow to cut trees down.
Really?
Yeah. I hope it doesn't rain for those. I've planned for these guys for a long. You know, you do that. You schedule something, and it's like sunny, no problems. And the day it comes to have your work done on the outside, it rains. Let's just hope that you're lying to us.
Right.
That's what I'm pulling for.
Whenever I hear heat,
Austin,
and
a big liar.
Whenever I hear heat and rain, I do hope I'm lying as
okay.
Well.
Take home a furry friend today. All dogs and cats 1 year older are up for free adoption at the Escambia Animal Welfare Center. This goes on through Saturday. Animal Welfare located, of course, 200 West Fairfield Drive. If you want to put that in there in your GPS and find them, but yeah, take advantage. Make somebody happy.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about a dog, Austin. Make a dog happy.
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing. I mean, I've shown you a photo of, they're showing animals on WEAR right now. But no, I've shown you photos of the Boston Terrier that we got recently.
What a face. You got to love it.
Yeah.
The
smushed face, the bulbous eyes.
Love it.
Right, yeah. But that's the thing. Oh, my goodness. He's... He's a bundle of energy.
I was going to say, he's a handful, isn't he?
Well, that thing, especially as a puppy.
That breed is energetic.
Yes, Dexter can be a pain. Anyway.
That's his name, Dexter?
Yeah.
I got a Baxter, you got a Dexter.
Yeah, and Dexter's not nice either. He bites. No, but we'll straighten him out. Let's see, 627 here, Carrie and I, with some headlines going around just not only this area, but also the state of Florida. The rising cost of living is being blamed for a drop in Florida lottery sales. More than $9.4 billion worth of tickets were purchased during the last fiscal year. That's $400 million less than last year. The senior economist for Governor Ron DeSantis' office tells the News Service of Florida that a reduction in scratch-off sales has been influenced by both the pandemic and inflation. The state's Joint Legislative Budget Commission is expected to release its financial outlook on Friday, and it will look ahead at anticipated issues for the coming years, including future lottery sales.
Okay, a couple of tropical, I'll just call them depressions at this point. Nothing to worry about here in Pensacola. I just thought I'd give you an update in terms of what's actually going on out there. National Hurricane Center forecasters are saying the tropical disturbance that we've been watching for over a week now, located over the Eastern Caribbean. That system is now tracking west. Environmental conditions are forecast for the disturbance to become more favorable for development when it reaches the Western Caribbean Sea and southwestern Gulf of Mexico. That should happen later this week. Look for the system to track over the Yucatan into the Bay of Campeche, eventually making landfall in East Mexico. And again, don't worry about it. Don't get your feathers all ruffled up.
Right.
It's not going to affect Pensacola whatsoever.
Well, last thing, we're very lucky to be able to look at some of these environmental situations that are happening just around the nation and being able to say that they don't affect us. I mean, of course, California, you know, over there, they don't really deal with the same stuff that we do. But the Western U.S. is dealing with a heat wave and all that. But also L.A. County having a slow-moving landslide that was taking out whole neighborhoods and all that. I mean, it's just brutal.
I would get an earful when I was out on the West Coast. People would say to me, yeah, you've got those darn hurricanes. Well, let me just kind of back up for what you got here. You got landslides, like you said. You got earthquakes. You
forest
got fires. I mean,
right.
Come on. You got traffic jams.
Taxes.
Would you like me to continue?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. It's just, as we had a texter say last hour, you know, California, the scenery can be very beautiful, but my goodness, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of downsides climate-wise over there. Speaking of climates, but on a more political note, we go over to Texas. Senator Ted Cruz has picked up a key endorsement in his run for re-election. The Texas Republican has the backing of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Cruz is locked in a battle with Democratic candidate Colin Allred, who is slowly closing the gap, according to some polling. He, in the past, has been endorsed by the chamber. The business group admits that they endorsed Allred in re-elections for House, but this time they say it was a pretty easy call to pick Cruz. Interesting.
Yeah, that is, especially in his district, he did not win re-election last time by a huge margin, and it was very close. So we'll watch that one. We're also going to be watching that upcoming debate next Tuesday night.
Yes.
With former President Trump and Kamala Harris. Now that's going to be a barn burner. And we'll let you know all about. Andrew's going to be all over that tomorrow morning.
Catch him in
Pensacola Morning News. He'll give you the latest update in terms of what's going down with the debate.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Biden administration has filed criminal charges against the leaders of Hamas in connection to the October 7th terror attack in Israel. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
An indictment unsealed in New York federal court charges Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants with orchestrating, overseeing, and supporting a foreign terrorist organization. Attorney General Merrick Garland says more than 40 Americans were among the nearly 1,200 people killed by Hamas on October 7th.
Mourners in Israel taking to the streets after the bodies of six hostages held by Hamas were recovered.
Tens of thousands of Israelis have been filling the streets of cities like Tel Aviv, pushing their government to sign off on a hostage release deal. Many blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They feel, had he done more, the six hostages, including American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polan, would still be alive.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi. I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The major stock indexes traded lower this morning, with the tech sector contributing to the slide. The S&P 500's information tech sector was the index's worst performing one, dropping roughly 3.4%. The Dow lost 626 points, the S&P 500 tumbled by 119, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost more than 3%. Shares of GitLab rallied after hours today after the software development platform raised its full-year outlook. The company says it expects full-year sales of $742 to $744 million above a forecast in June. For the second quarter, GitLab reported revenue of $182.6 million. German automotive giant Volkswagen is bracing for a battle with trade unions shortly after it said it can't rule out closing factories in its home country for the first time in its nearly 90-year history. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. We are 2 days away from the Chiefs kicking off the 2024 NFL season against the Ravens, and the AFC is absolutely loaded this year. As for my seven AFC playoff teams, I have the Bills, Bengals, Jaguars, and Chiefs winning their division crowns. And I like the Ravens, Texans, and Jets to secure three AFC wildcard spots. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the CNN interview that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris did with Dana Bash, particularly on the topic of inflation. That's in the 5 o'clock hour if you're checking out the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about why people steal ATMs out of convenience stores and what a crazy crime that is. Plus the retirement of Judge Gary Burgosh and how does that play for his wife's runoff election in November. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi, and usually the UWF Argonauts play on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. However, for their opening game this Thursday, they're playing McKendree right here on News Radio 92.3. Be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock for UWF Argo football right here on News Radio 92.3. And then starting September 21st, check out all their games on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM.
goes out to the one I love.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Well, as quick as I can make it. It seems to be, I'm not going to be holding you up too long here. Looking at the roads, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Did have a little bit of backups on 9 Mile Road if you were traveling eastbound towards University Parkway, but that is not looking too severe at all at this time. Outside of that, there hasn't been much holding you up at all this hour. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola. It's getting pretty cloudy, getting pretty gloomy out there. Kind of some overcast skies for you. Tonight's low is going to be 76 with a 50% chance of showers. Your Wednesday is going to have a 60% chance with a high of 87 and a low of 76. Now, this is typically where we start talking about sports and Chris. Oh boy. Okay, so we talked about but we just heard the promo from Bobby Rossi right before we came back from live, and or right before we came back to be live. And UWF, of course, we've got them on Thursday night. They host McKendree, and that is a game that they should absolutely win, especially if last season's any implication. They went to McKendree, won by 32. However, I would say not only is a UWF victory expected, I would also say it's much needed considering how some more prominent Floridian teams have treated us so far this college football season.
You're very kind. Okay, listen.
I'm professional.
If you're cruising down Main Street tonight and you notice that the lights aren't on at the stadium, there's a reason for that, because there's not a ball game going on over there.
That's true.
Pensacola's on the road, taking on the Birmingham Barons. They are a good baseball team, period. Oh, yeah.
Uncle Jordan played for them, you know.
Very briefly, I remember that.
Right.
And I really still can't figure out why he did that. Anyway, Barons are the North Division leader of the Southern League. They are bad, they are big, and they are good. They're doing the first game of the 6-game series tonight. So they'll play through Sunday, then they'll make their way back next Tuesday, facing the Montgomery Biscuits, who happen to be part of the Tampa Bay Rays farm system.
Yes, I love the Biscuits logo. I had a buddy. He's still my friend. He's just not around here anymore. He's in over in like San Antonio or something. But he had a Montgomery Biscuits like little plushy mascot thing, and it would like sit on the sink in like their main bathroom at his apartment. And I walked in and I saw that. And I'm like, what am I looking at? Because I wasn't familiar with the Biscuits. And then I saw the logo. I'm like, there it is. Either way, yeah, no, the Biscuits have one of the best logos in minor league baseball. That's awesome. But I'm glad you brought up baseball, because moving up to the major leagues here, we got some score updates for you regarding some of our local representation. You just mentioned the Rays and Montgomery's affiliation with them. The Rays, at the end of the third inning, are losing to the Twins 1-0. As for the Marlins, they're going to the bottom of the fourth. They're losing to the Nationals 4-0. And then the Braves and Rockies in the top of the second, tied at 0. Also, on TBS, we've got a pretty prominent game here. The Red Sox at the Mets, they're in the bottom of the second, tied at 0 as well. Again, that game is on TBS.
Do you think disappointing could be the kind of the operational word here for the game last night with FSU?
Absolutely.
Mike Norvell, pretty straightforward guy.
Right.
What do you think is going through his mind right now in terms of should he make a quarterback change at this stage or what?
I mean, that's clearly what the people want, but the problem is I'm not sold on it, and Norvell, I'm imagining he's not either, because obviously we're seeing it. I mean, I'm seeing it as a fan who I've never played college football, and I can see it. You see the problems with Florida State from head to toe. This is not a quarterback issue. This is a team issue. Norvell absolutely sees that. So he may not be trying to eagerly blow up the offense by bringing in all the less experienced and all the younger of a QB. He may not be wanting to do that if he knows, hey, listen, there's several areas that need some improvement here.
Of course, you heard that game live on News Radio 92.3. Knowles 0-2 ACC Conference. Can they rebound?
Realistically, no. I mean, because you have to ask yourself, okay, hypothetically, if Florida State went 10-0 and their conference record was good enough to get them into the ACC and they won the ACC, yeah, they could make the playoff, right? The problem is that would imply that there is a Florida State team that's competent enough to do that, and we haven't seen it. We've seen a team get beat up twice physically when it comes to Georgia Tech and especially Boston College and how they just chipped away at the defense.
Next Noles game, Memphis Saturday, September 14th kickoff. Did we get an exact time on this game?
It's 11 a.m. I'll check for confirmation, but I am almost positive it is 11 a.m.
Because you know what I'm talking about. They shot me from
Tallahassee, right?
From Tallahassee, right. I got a 9 a.m. start on that game.
Yeah, you.
I've never heard of a game starting at 9 a.m.
Well, and that's the thing, because they typically don't.
What I'm thinking is they might have given us a West Coast time.
Right. I'm pulling it up right now, but I will say, just while I'm pulling it up for us, Chris, think about what we saw against Georgia Tech and Boston College.
Right.
How am I supposed to look you or anyone else in the eye and tell you that Florida State can beat Memphis? I can't promise you that. Memphis, it's not like they're playing some weakling
here.
They're
a good team.
Memphis is a consistently good team. I want to say they won like 9 or so games last year. It's 11 a.m. on ESPN, Memphis at Florida State. But yeah, no, the thing is, it's unreal. Let's say it happens. Florida State loses to Memphis and they're 0-3. Look at their schedule. Outside of the Charleston Southern Buccaneers, who else can they beat? Can they go to SMU and win that? I don't know. SMU won 11 games last season. Can they beat North Carolina at home? Mac Brown's never beaten the Seminoles, but now may be the year. It's looking like now is going to be the year. And as I said, when you start bringing up Clemson or those tough road games to Miami and Notre Dame, and then you got Florida, which is a rivalry game. So that's
throw the books out on that one.
Yeah, that's all the dicier. So I don't know. If Florida State loses to Memphis, we really don't know where the floor is.
Is Napier safe?
No. DJ's safe as Florida State's QB before that fool's safe as head coach of Florida. Did you hear what he said today?
I've always told you he's a philosopher. So
Right. Nothing
surprises me. Go ahead. Let me have it.
He, something that was swirling around today, because I know Mike Greenberg, or Greeny as he's known as, he talked about this. Billy Napier at the podium was talking about the state of the Gators right now, because he's got a lot to answer for. And he made just a quick jab at Florida's critics. Florida's critics are their fans, by the way. He made a remark about like someone sitting in their mom's basement, yada, yada, yada. And Greeny said, first of all, Central Florida does not have basements. That is a northern thing. But no, he said, you committed the cardinal sin of coaching. You tell your players not to feed into what the haters are saying, and then you yourself feed into it. And that's you, in this case, lashing out at your fans when you have no right to. You know, they demand answers, and it's because of how horrible you're performing. I mean, it's like objectively horrible. So I don't know. Billy Napier, Greeny said it best. This is just a matter of when they can him. I mean, sooner rather than later, we're either going to hear that he was fired, or we're going to hear that after this season, we will move on from Billy Napier.
For 89 years, Pensacola Interstate.
No better segue than just a deep breath.
That's right. Pensacola Interstate Fair on the way, and has created an amazing fair-going experience. If you haven't done this, where have you been? Underneath a turnip or something like that. I love it because of the fair food.
Right.
I love it for the ag building, and that's why I love it. Those two things.
Sure.
Those two things. Cotton candy and send me to the ag building. I told you in my young buck days and going to college, I had a Volkswagen, a 65 Volkswagen. I blew the engine up in Bossier City, Louisiana. But I had friends in Dallas. They came, picked me up, towed the car back, right? So it was so funny that they have the Texas State Fair in Dallas in the fall out there, big time. But our fair, and officials have said it's the biggest and longest running ag and entertainment tradition around the area, hands down.
Wow.
I like to also talk about Cat Country. 98.7's got that big lip sync battle going on again.
Yes.
They've done this thing for years.
I have worked in promotions for Cat Country. I'm going to tell you right now, they take that very seriously.
Yeah.
They take the fair very seriously because they're out there for the entire 10 days. But man, that lip sync battle, that's a mission.
Also, Aaron Tippin is in town. They're going to do this year a tribute to Jimmy Buffett and the White Tie Rock Ensemble. Just some of the entertainment out there on Pine Forest.
Absolutely. Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We do have some backups, just slight backups on Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling southbound past Marcus Point Boulevard, but it's nothing too severe. And outside of that, there's absolutely nothing going on the roads for you. As for your weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola, overcast skies. Tonight's low being 76 with a 50% chance of storms. Tomorrow, those chances are going to be 60% with a high of 87 and a low of 75.
You ever snooze while you drive?
No, I think that's quite frowned upon.
Well, no, your head starts to go down. You pop it back up, you know.
I've never been in a position where I've done that.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because it is Drowsy Driving Prevention Week.
Really?
And it's for all of these folks out there that kind of shouldn't be behind the wheel, but don't. The intent is to educate the public on the dangers of driving while drowsy. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles say, do not drive when you are tired because fatigue can slow down your thought process and reaction time, affect your judgment, vision, impair your sense and abilities, and cause micro sleeping. You know what that is?
I think I know what that is. Is that when it's like a matter of you're starting to like not drift off, but like mentally, like you're in a moment of blankness. You know what I mean? Yeah, you kind of just basically essentially forget you're on the road.
You're getting close.
Well, what is it?
No cigars, but you're getting close.
Well, what is it then?
The fancy term for micro sleeping. You ready? Nodding off, just nodding off.
Right.
You're starting to drift away
from what you're doing.
Or falling completely asleep. So watch it. It is Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. So
alrighty.
Remember that.
And you were talking about the Pensacola Interstate Fair and all that. Well, it's a good segue to Florida being the most fun state to live in. And that's not just Chris and my claim. A new study from Wallet Hub ranked all 50 states across more than 24 key indicators, including accessibility to national parks, nightlife, and other activities. Researchers determined that the Sunshine State took the national lead because of its number of restaurants, amusement parks, and music festivals per capita. California, meanwhile, took the number 2 spot, while West Virginia came in last place. So better luck next time, Mountaineers.
Okay, mortgage rates. Thinking about buying that home or maybe selling that home. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased for the second week in a row, remains at its lowest level in more than a year. Good news for potential home buyers facing home prices near all-time highs. The rate fell to 6.35% from 6.46%. This was last week's rates. A year ago, that rate averaged 7.18%. So borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance their home or lower the rate. Also eased this week, average rate falling to 5.51% from 5.62%. A year ago, by the way, that averaged 6.55%.
And lastly here, Wall Street closing sharply lower to start September. Stocks slid in a broad sell-off after weak manufacturing data reignited fears of an economic slowdown. All three major averages fell sharply, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down more than 3% for the session. So at the closing bell, the Dow fell 626 points to 40,936. The S&P 500 dropped 119 points to 55,28. And the NASDAQ plunged 577 points to 17,138. Just about 650 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, just got a few more headlines that we're going to assault you with before we send you off on your way into this Tuesday night. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust will be hosting their Open House and Community Day on Saturday, September 7th. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel on September 5th to learn more about Open House and all of the fun activities happening on the site that day. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:52 on the dot. We'll get a couple more headlines for you before we get that final quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with this, let's see what we got here. Where was it? Here we are. Chris, are you an Ellen DeGeneres fan?
Oh, I know. Listen, I grew up with Ellen DeGeneres. She got her radio station. Let's go backwards here. In late 70s, early 80s in New Orleans, I worked at a radio station called WQUE.
Okay.
And we used to do these HBO comedy features, and we did it at Ponsatrain Beach on the Showboat. And Ellen, back at that time, and she's from New Orleans, by the way. I knew her brother's name is Vance DeGeneres, and he was in a band called The Cold. The family was close. And so Ellen actually signed up to be in the comedy laugh-off that we were hosting at Ponsatrain Beach.
Really?
She won it. And so HBO, the winner, got to fly to Los Angeles and compete against all the other people from other districts and cities and things like that.
Throughout the country, right.
That had done the competition. Ellen won the big competition in Los Angeles. The rest is history. The Ellen Show and rest came down. But it all started at WQUE 93.3 in New Orleans.
Well, this is going to smack you upside the head then when it comes to chronology here. Her final comedy special will debut on Netflix this month. Wow. The streaming giant announced Ellen DeGeneres for your approval. It will premiere on September 24th. DeGeneres said that she will talk about being kicked out of show business during the special. Ellen's daytime talk show, during the special. Ellen's daytime talk show ended in 2022 at the end of her contract following numerous allegations of workplace misconduct. Mm-hmm. Her last comedy special on Netflix came out in 2018.
She has a nice mom, too.
Really?
Yeah, mom was really great. Anyway, New Orleans family, they moved, eventually moving over to Texas. But Vance, if you'll look, well, you can't, I was going to say. Well, look at the credits in Ellen's show. He was one of the producers of her daytime television show.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and he was in the band called The Cold. You New Orleans folks listening to me today, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather before we send you on your way on this beautiful Tuesday evening, or at least somewhat beautiful. It's kind of cloudy. Looking at the roads, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up. We do actually have a slight rekindling of backup on Highway 9. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time this evening. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees, overcast skies in Pensacola. Your low is going to be 76 tonight with a 50% chance of storms. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 75 with chances of storms slightly increased to 60%. Also, I wanted to talk to you about this, Chris, because it's been kind of a running gag lately. The Trump campaign is being ordered to pause the use of a song that was co-written by Isaac Hayes. Last month, the estate of Hayes threatened Trump's campaign with legal action if it did not stop using Hold On, I'm Coming. On Tuesday, a federal judge in Atlanta issued a ruling temporarily blocking Trump from using the song. The RNC and Trump campaign have claimed the Hayes estate does not hold the rights to license the song. On Monday, Isaac Hayes III posted a letter from music licensing organization BMI sent to the Trump campaign in June that notified the campaign the song was being excluded from its licensing agreement.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I mean, if he posted a letter that was sent to the Trump campaign, notifying the campaign of this, or notifying that the campaign that the song was being excluded from its licensing agreement, I'm assuming what that means is that Trump doesn't have the right to play it. And that's the thing. It says, and that's what it said at the start. The Trump campaign is being ordered to pause the use of a song co-written by Isaac Hayes.
He's had a couple of these issues with artists and people like.
And recently.
Well, who picks his music? Don't they check these things out first?
Well, I mean, they may not. If they're allowed to use the music legally, then they may just want to use whatever the heck they want until somebody says no. And that's the thing. That's what we had. The Foo Fighters was one that we heard about recently. And then it was somebody else that came out and said, yeah, don't play our music. And yeah, they're just the latest of several acts to come out and say stop.
It's too complicated. It's just too complicated. Speaking of complications, if you're an owner of a Ford and Lincoln SUV, listen to me this afternoon. A recall, over 90,000 vehicles underway. Ford says there's a potential fire risk in the 2021-2022 Ford Bronco, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, Ford F-150, Lincoln Aviator, and Lincoln Nautilus vehicles. All recalled SUVs and pickup trucks feature a 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano EcoBoost engine. Again, potential of fire in those vehicles. So take them back to the dealership, and they'll take care of it for you.
Absolutely.
But do it today.
And police in a small northwest Louisiana city say that an 11-year-old boy has confessed to shooting and killing two family members.
Oh, this is horrible.
Officers in Minden responded to a call about two bodies inside a house Sunday morning. 82-year-old former Minden City Councilman and interim mayor Joe Cornelius Sr. and his 31-year-old daughter Keisha Miles died in the shooting. The 11-year-old suspect has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Neighbors said that they heard the boy and Cornelius arguing about credit card charges for video games, with one telling the outlet that the boy is autistic. Telling a local news outlet, that is.
Did he make the charges? Credit card?
Well, that's the thing. I'm assuming so. And
he's 11 years old.
Well, but sometimes, like, for example, because I've done stuff like this when I was younger. If your parents give you access to, like, credit card info and you put it in, like, your Xbox or something, you can make in-store purchases just over online digitally. So if he had that information saved and he was using it against their wishes, that could have caused an issue.
I was on a cruise one time. My son, Tyler, they give you these little these cards, and that's your money on a cruise ship.
Right.
Because you don't use money. You just use this little card. Well, as I was getting ready to get off the ship, they hit me with like a $400 charge on my card.
Oh, my gosh.
My fault. My fault. I gave Tyler access to the card, and what did he do? He went and played games. He went to the video. And it's, you know, you can't get mad at him.
If you yourself didn't know.
That's exactly. Well, you have the right to set the parameters for him.
Right.
Tell him what he can do and what he can't do. Shame on me. But I guarantee you, he ran up a charge of over $400 in the video room.
Well, we've got a good news story to sign off here. An Alaska couple thought they had lost everything in a recent landslide until they learned that they hadn't. Bill and James Montever were recently reunited with their two beloved dogs, who somehow survived the disaster. Their home was devastated by the rushing mud on the afternoon of August 25th, and each man says that they were saved by a piece of furniture. The dogs were not heard or seen for a week, despite a search for them. And then a geologist heard whimpering near the house yesterday and found the two pups, except for being hungry and a little dehydrated, both were in good condition.
Those little monsters. I'll tell you.
He means that in an endearing way.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I've got three monsters.
Yeah, and I've got that Dexter guy.
Love the world out of them. Okay, so we're talking dogs. Take home a furry friend today, ladies and gentlemen. All dogs and cats 1 year older are up for free adoption at the Escambia Animal Welfare Center through Saturday. Animal Welfare, of course, located at 200 West Fairfield Drive. Take a furry friend home, by golly. You'll feel good about it.
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.